price of their bullshit. It's the greatest insult of all the time. Look, you can't do a goddamn thing about it. Just go ahead and draw a bias. You know damn well it.
That was his little speech. We can do something about it. He was trying to say, sure, we can honest reports.
It was marvelous there.
No.
But if I sit there, they know, these guys have got to know, if they watch other programs, they watch these press conferences, and everybody rock will put their name on that these reporters are biased. Go in the press room, ask their press man. Talk to Bill White, talk to the honest guy. I would talk to John Scali.
I would sit.
Yeah. And only they all agree. And I can just sit here and act as if, well, everything is fine, calls and so forth.
See, they got a cold. The thing that I thought was effective, it was a gift from Cold Steel, you know,
because I could sit there and just talk to him quietly, and they knew that I was just getting it to him, giving him nothing. Wait till you don't have a shot. Those guys talk to them.
It was injustice. I watched it in Georgia, and I'll guarantee you that Wallace Scott couldn't look at you while it was coming out. He's a gentleman. He's a great guy.
I like him.
He's fine. He couldn't look at you. Julian Gordon was looking at you. I don't think he was believing what he was hearing. His hand was trembling. But that's exactly the effect that these folks react to. That's precisely the talk they understand. And I just am so thrilled we did it.
I think so.
Oh, it came through.
They passed it through to the others.
Oh, absolutely. My God, that just rocks those guys because they're arrogantly proud, but they're cowardly. The point you made about we've never used the economic leverage.
But they know that.
Oh, sure. They read that very quickly.
But also making the point that your reporter, you're against what I stand for, they're against my foreign policy, they're against what I do in other fields. I understand that. They were against what I did in Washington. You saw it. I said, look, if I had to be interpreted the country by your reporters, I wouldn't be here. But you gave me the chance to go directly to the people as long as I had that. That just nailed the shell.
When I left here, I couldn't wait to get them out. I wanted to run in and tell Bowen, but it was fantastic. I've been searching for a way that they could better understand the connection between the economics and the reporters. And nobody could have done it as effectively as you did. You did it in a way that was not, that they can't take offense at either, because what you did was to simply say, well, you fellows can't do anything about it, and I'm not holding you accountable. I understand that's the way it is. And they're biased, and sure they're biased, and I understand it. And nothing we can do about it. The point you made about their credibility, they affect your credibility, well, isn't that fair game to talk about the network credibility?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things that are sitting there and saying that we attack our credibility. And I said, well, of course you attack ours, but you expect us to attack yours. I mean, well, pointing out the fine line between which they ought to take it down. You can present facts and let the viewer make up his own opinion, or you can present facts to support your opinion. Now, it's the way their guys do it, it's the latter. They do it the latter way. They know goddamn well they do.
What's most important is they know you know, and aren't going to tell us what you think. And a very cold,
or lying, you probably die. There it goes, understand this.
Well, the psychology of this is so perfect. I guess you do know Julian Goodman. He said, when I went to see him in New York last summer, he had one thing on his desk. He had an auto note of yours, the only thing on his desk. And they are arrogant, but at the same time they're cowardly and obsequious. And you just rocked hell with him. He is going to be super sensitive to his coverage from here on out. Super sensitive. And that will filter down through the organization. And with the slightest doubt, they know that.
Well, I did it in a way that they can't go to their reporters and say that the president complained. No, I said, look, you're biased. I understand it. I don't complain about what you're saying. And also, you know, it didn't back off of Aguilar or the rest. I said, there's so much of your afternoon. I said, well, Hag and Haynes and Joel, Christ, I'll tell you, we've gotten to them.
Sure.
I think it's a devil, though. I think Aguilar's
lay off of the damn thing. He's doing it too broad brush. Don't you agree?
Oh, well, he's now become a broken record. Even his own, even his own constituency, he's lost his credibility because he's saying the same thing.
Don't you feel he has?
Oh, terrible. I'm all for him. I agree with him.
And he's right.
That's right.
That's why we pulled Dole off. I don't want Dole to lose his constituency.
Comes a point when you've made your case that you...
And it's also, I think, very important that I never take them off. I must say, I was greatly tempted to send Bill White with the letter afterwards and thought that I should have taken on the reporters when they asked the question in the demonstrations the third time. In retrospect, they not. There will come a time, another time, when they'll do it again. And then I'll frustrate the question, asking for a third time, repeating the answer the third time, finally got that message home. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. They were helping me. I could have asked you that question 10 times. I was overjoyed.
But I mean, Bill White's line was that I should have, you know, regret him and he said I should have liked him. I wasn't saying, I'll appear. You've asked that. You said everything. I answered. You disagree with me. Let's go on to the next question.
Now, then you would have lost the... a lot of people had respect for the way you just stayed very calm. I think you'd have lost that if you fought back.
You never know. White thinks that you gained something by showing a little fire.
But you showed determination. You set your jewel very serious. You didn't try to brush it off. You just repeated yourself.
I'll tell you, these guys have never had cold steel like that before.
No, they never.
I treated them just the way I treated Khrushchev and Jessica. You've got to treat totalitarians, and that's what they are. Cold steel, very calm, very quiet. You notice that I deliberately talk to very low voices and so forth.
And he responded to it, all that.
He said, I understand. And I work all the same way. I'm still saying, look, let's not kid each other. Let's be honest. I mean, I don't want to be honest. I don't want you to want me to say something I don't believe. I just don't believe it. I'm just going to give you that crap. Now, and that gets them too, because they know where, well, I'm being honest, and that they're not being honest, you know. And I'll tell you, they at least will report that conversation around their drinking clubs in New York.
Well, you did exactly what I think. And Goldman, particularly, will react very sensitively to that. He'll be conscious of that for a long time.
Yeah, he's had a news out here.
That's right. And he's basically a newsman.
Yeah, sure.
And he is very, very biased and self-righteous in the objectivity he covered.
Well, NBC is the most biased of the networks. Oh, well, CBS has been worse in the war. And more effective, NBC is more biased than the others.
NBC has been very tough on us on the economy. But NBC, well, like CBS, they'll go through phases, Mr. President. You can tell when they're reacting. When they're sensitive, but you build up to that just beautifully. I didn't know it was kind of that curious.
Well, I just decided to bring it up because we talked about everything they were interested in, and I was on their side on the advertising. I am. I think it's silly to give equal time. It's silly for the FTC, it's an FTC to do it, of course. But it's silly to do it, Chuck. It's wrong. That's the wrong approach. Would you see if that the meeting is going to go on at 5:15 or whether they're going to be delayed enough if it's over the planning day?
Well, the FTC is out of our control.
That's a sorry end, but my point is we're not going to do anybody. I think it's wrong. I do think our television, I've seen all the foreign broadcasts, they aren't worth a damn. I think public broadcasting is a disaster right here at NET. I told Paul to drop it over the side.
And we're changing the people in that.
Well, I don't want to change the people, Chuck. All I can do is to get rid of the goddamn thing. I mean, how the hell can you? And we've been changing people there for years.
I'd rather get
NET. I'd rather get rid of it.
But you know, we've been increasing their damn budget.
So yes, it's a
makes no sense at all.
But I want to be sure, I know, you follow up again. I spoke to Hall and said you would follow up. And I want that budget cut. I want to decimate it. through us every time they go on. They put fire in the ground, steam all those goddamn clowns on there.
That's your question. My breeding will probably be delayed until 5:20 at the earliest. I believe also in particular spoke to you earlier regarding photographing you and creating a thing by the Black Magazine Factor. That was scheduled for August, of course. So it's closer to the time of
we were tenants. We want to be tenants later at 5:10. So now it's possible we're at 5:10, have 50 days. It could just continue on the walk.
So you need 10 minutes for that photograph.
Well, no, let's be sure. I want to be the good picture, so. Find out how long they need, and as much time as we need, I'll take. All right, be sure to give her all the time she needs for her picture.
Do you want us to try the prison to turn the FTC off on that investigation?
No. I don't know. Why should we? They'll come squealing to us later.
Well, they will. I'll get the difference, I can assure you.
You just say that you can talk to him and all that. When he does talk to the president, express concern about him, is asking you to look into it. You know he's an independent agency, Julia, and this and that, but that he's very interested in this thing. And keep us posted, you know, give him a little bit of bullshit. Call all three of them, and Tom and I. We'd like to keep posted on this thing and so forth, but we've got to work. We've got to go.
Once the American fighting man in Vietnam supports the president, he said it 18 times, and he talked about the success of the itemization. And if there were other war crimes, gosh, he was great. We've got him on the... And he looked just marvelous. We've got him on the Kevin Show.
Good.
Thursday night, we've got him on the Today Show.
Just, that's right. Just get equal time. Well, why not, you know, another thing that I suspect of these networks, those factors are trying to lay the foundation for getting equal time to the Democrats, the presidential press conferences. And I put it to them, I said, now you treat them the same way you treated us, and they got that signal. I want them to know.
Well, they backed down.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they said, yeah. But, you know, then they went on to say, well, next year is going to be hard. I said, yes, it's going to be hard. But I said, that I said, I looked right at it, and I said, you know that I am very careful. I said, if I ever take a man on personally, or if I make a partisan point, you owe them equal time. But I said, I'll never be so stupid to give you that chance. You know, they got that.
Well, they got that.
That'll come back to them.
They backed in completely.
The newsman, they don't, you know very well why the newsmen are trying to force me into the television business. The newsmen know the minute I start running, one, it is good public politics for me to do it. But second, it raises equal time. How many questions? I'm not going to respond to any questions about McCoskey or McGovern or Hatfield or anybody. Just not going to say a word.
Well, of course, the newsman, I want to paint you into that corner because giving you the partisan image is inspiring to you.
That's right. That's right.
They'd love to draw you in that. They'd love to draw all of us in that. But the headlines do them very quickly. I will say one thing about BC. They have been fairly consistent legally. CBS has given us the greatest difficulty on this.
Yeah.
Not a question. ABC has given us a fair little trouble on one occasion. NBC's
put it, you well know, the question is not time.
No, it's bias.
As you well know, the question is the twitching eyebrow. The question is, you know, they all said you ought to see our news programs. They don't want me to look at their news programs. And I would really see the bias, because they do show their bias with how they look and stare and snarl around. But I just read it, see what I mean? And for that reason, I have a very detached view. And that's the fairest way to treat the networks, is to read what they say. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
I then see it in cold print rather than hot words.
Sure. I hope Glenn calls me and he'll ask me, well, what is the president doing with that? Because I have examples that he can't challenge. And I would just say, well, Junior, if you're asking me, the fact is that when unemployment goes down by 0.2%, we get 30 seconds buried in the program. When it goes up by 0.1%, it's a 3-minute lead, is it?
All right, let me give you a good example. This week that I really want. You've heard of the stage, are you, this week?
No, sir.
19. That's the lowest since October of 1965. In other words, we finally broke 20 for the first time since the middle of 19, Chuck. Now that, these sons of bitches have run headlines and everything else. They said casualties highest in 3 weeks, you know. They've even gone that far. Now it's the 19. Out of lady of money, they will drop that out of the news. They'll either drop it off or just put it in the clip. But the point is, on this one, I want a real effort made. I think Scally's already got the word. You should talk to Scally and see how Scally can get that. I want that hit on the networks. I want to hit the press and the rest. But here, the president again proves right. He said casualties would go down as the models they have. Get my point?
Yes, sir. That's a great figure.
19. It is a great figure. You see, last week it would have been about 16, except for the one half, one quarter show, every 3.
The week before, 24, was all 3 networks carried the 24 figure, but they didn't give it much play. They just announced it. This one they should give some play to.
19. They won't play it. Yeah. It doesn't fit their theme about the war. But I will force them on. I mean, this one,
they should be able to
say. I'll force them to play it, but we're not interested in bitching after they don't play it. But I think this is one that's a hell of a figure. We got to find a way, and I think, incidentally, there should be some guys in Congress that should be told about this. And I don't want to leave it in advance, because then that would give a reason not to do it. But I think some guy should do it, hit it in the floor. Awesome. projections to that, different locations from now. Might be really attractive. Of course, they've been very old anyway. Hazards is not that common. But they had a loss in our two airlines. They're lost in a month in Vietnam.
The Vietnam issue's fading now, but just maybe some, just a slight way of the war is being pursued.
Hard for them to keep it alive in 1910.
They're putting on that big push this week and trying to get Hatfield McGovern passed.
Are they gonna pass it?
Well, Nancy says that they haven't changed a single vote and they won't. And I don't think they're passing next year. We won that by 16 votes.
Bob, we had to talk a little about this under attack.
Yes, sir. Scott's head of this guy.
He knew you'd hit him over the back of the head.
I could feel a blood running.
But I think what I mean more than the style of it, I did it as such. It was absolutely...
But Chuck said
it was an absolutely cold declaration as if I just cut a piece of meat up. And that's why I felt about it. I told him I could show a bit of temper. It's the always way to handle the tongue. In other words, pay attention. They know they've been through something. Those guys, they walk out here. Well, they'll squeal and whine. Wrong, not wrong. Terribly worried. Because Herbie believes the press is on fire.
Did Reuben Frank respond at all, or did he just sit there?
What the hell did he do? He said they're just good. He was a little bit of disbelief. It's like anybody ever tells the truth. I said, I want to say that. We understand that. I said, people call me and sometimes they say, let's do something. Who do we call? Why should we call Sarn? Why should we call Bill? They call Bill. And I just like, don't bother those poor guys. They can't do anything about it.
They're just dumb folks. They can't do it. They try.
Exactly what I'm right.
They just dumb folks. They can't do it. Did you notice about Evans Prison when you were handing out the... Because he reminded Goodman of that lunch that he had with...
Oh, Nichols.
With him and Nichols.
Three or four years
ago. Just dazzled Goodman.
6 years ago.
And the president said, I never thought I'd be here then. And Goodman, just like a little boy, said, I did.
Yeah.
He just said, goddamn anxious to.
All right, so that's the typical New York, but that's the way they do. They all, you know, bend down and drop your pants and let me kiss it for you. And that's.
But I will guarantee you that they are headed back to New York on their corporate jet tonight. Will be in those offices looking at their logs and their time and their calendars. And who they've turned down from the administration for coverage, and who they haven't.
I got into another interesting thing with the Time guy. He was pushing on why is the administration so always accused or reported as being so public relations oriented and so many public relations people? And I said, well, first of all, that's ludicrous. There's only one public relations man in the whole White House area, as far as I know, and that's Bill Sapphire. And he's not really a public relations man. He's a political man. And he said, well, but what about Colson and Dick Moore? And I said, well, those two, both, you happen to have hit pretty badly there because they're both lawyers. And he kind of looked surprised. He says, Dick Moore a lawyer? And I said, yeah, he's a lawyer. And then he was a television station president, management man. He's never been in public relations, never had an iota of public relations. Chuck Colson's been running a law firm all his life. He has never had one day of public relations experience.
No, well, okay.
And I explained the difference between advertising men and public relations men. And he went to all the J. Walter Thompson people. I said, that's a lot of bullshit. In the first place, those people were at J. Walter Thompson because I met them in a political campaign and hired them. And they only returned to government. They're here because they're politicians, not advertising. Because they've been involved with us in a political campaign and been so outstanding that I took them into my company. Secondly, advertising men are not public relations men. I explained the difference in that to him. And he said, well, then why do they say that? I said, I honestly believe that the only reason is probably because it's a convenient way of explaining why the president has been so tremendously successful without giving the president any credit for it. And therefore satisfies the need to admit the success but not give any credit for succeeding. He didn't write that down. I said, why don't you put that down? And so he said, I will. He wrote it down.
Everybody has less power than ever. Everything we've done, there's been no image making at all.
It's absolutely true. We don't have any image making people here at all.
The image is made solely by the television press conferences, by the public appearances, period. That's it. Nobody goes out and pimps the line.
Then he said, well, what about Ray Price and Herb Klein and Pat Buchanan and all those people? And I said, well, you've hit it again. You've named three newspaper men. None of them have had one day of public relations experience at all.
And also all of them are not writing on public relations or all over.
None of them have anything to do with public relations now.
Klein never comes in and buys anything about public relations.
So nor does anybody else.
Nobody else. No, that's right. You don't have a PR guy.
There is nobody who advises you on public relations.
Never will be.
Where has been?
Were you able to get in?
There's been a few
few that have tried.
Press conference, preparations, and things like that, where they were interested in that sort of thing, I suppose.
He's all ecstatic about how great you are at press conferences. I don't know whether that's what he's showing out to me or whether it's going to be in the article.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have put, you and Bob, you would have enjoyed this. We have put these people to the sword.
I would have enjoyed it. I would have loved to have been here.
You hear me, you hear me, the others. Just be sure you don't back up any. But the point is, I know exactly what I was doing. And I had to do it. I didn't want to have the three networks to go through without them. All this repression and all the crap. I said exactly the same things I don't want to say on national television. But boy, this guilt, that's where it counts. Boy, they were, when they got through with them, they knew that I said, you're biased, and I know it. You can't do anything about it. You're going to continue to be, and we're going to continue to beach.
Yeah, he said everything. He said, I don't see that your people are ideologically opposed to me. Not a journal. It's not a journal.
They've been through a battle.
Oh, geez. I couldn't believe it.